Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
Saints, we have to be fully persuaded that when we pray, when we go into prayer, you're going to make a petition to the Lord. Think about what you want to ask Him, because you really want to ask Him in faith. You know, you want to enter into His presence with thanksgiving and praise, and you want to enter in there with faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without faith, you aren't going to get your prayers answered. So it has to be done in faith, and I hope you're hearing me. Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what He promised. And we must get to that point, too, where we are convinced and fully persuaded that God is able to keep His promise to you. Friends, in the natural, when God was revealing some of these things that He had me to write down, you know, I told you earlier that the Lord began to speak to me about writing things down, things that I would be doing in the future. They all seem like impossibilities to me. It's kind of like Abraham, when God was speaking to Abraham and Sarah about being the father of many nations. I'm sure, you know, he was a man and she was a woman just like we are today. That, you know, it's no different. But he had faith, because one thing, it was easier to have faith because he didn't have all this stuff going on in the world, didn't have the TV, didn't have the radio, didn't have all this negative stuff being pumped into his ears every day. But however, I did believe God. It did look like an impossibility when the Lord was showing me this and telling me this, but I did believe God even though none of it seemed possible at the time. I mean, none of it. And these are some thoughts that He placed in my spirit concerning my ministry. And using these scriptures to confirm His word in 1 Chronicles 4:10 and Ephesians 2:10, and He gave me this verse in Matthew 16:19 in Amplified Bible. This is where He said He would give you the keys of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on the earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. So I prayed these scriptures, and this is what I prayed. And if you want to write some of these down, I found over the years that when you pray, you must pray what the Word of God says. You can't pray your problems. He already knows what you're going through. He knows what your problems are. He knows what your situation is like. But He don't want you to talk about that. He wants you to pray, give Him back His Word. As it says in Isaiah 43:26, where He says, put me in remembrance of my word. And so that's what we're going to do. And so, Father, I said, I thank you. And we have to be thankful. I said, Father, I thank you that before you return, I have faith that I will speak the word of life to thousands, even at one time, and many more as the days are prolonged and you tarry. I thank you, Lord, that you yourself are continually increasing my borders in every direction. And I thank you that your hand is upon me and my ministry. I thank you that the work I do is the anointed work that you have prepared for me to do. You have given me the keys of the kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that you have opened up doors for me that no one can shut. And let me say this, when God opens up a door for you, when you ask God to open up a door for you, there's no man, there's nothing that can close that door. It tells us in Isaiah 22, verse 22 says, "And the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulder. He shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall open. Lord, you have planned my work beforehand that I should do, according to Ephesians 2:10. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen." I prayed this prayer, saints, for 5 years consistently. And remember now, I started this in, I think, 2004 or 5, and I prayed it consistently for 5 years. And then in 2008 through 2009, I want you to know things began to take root. It was then that they began to take root, not right away. You know, I was building my faith and I was writing down what the Lord was giving me to write down, and I'm still praying it today. I'm still praying some of those prayers. For God is not finished with me, and He's not finished with you either. But I must speak His word, and I must have faith in that word. You know, the biggest problem I find with most believers is that they don't really believe the word of God. They read the word of God, they hear the word of God, but they don't really believe that God will actually do what He says He will do. But He won't fail you. The Bible says He'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. And you must believe His word in faith. And I'm still calling those things today in Romans 4:17, where He says, "Call those things that be not as though they were." You know, because I continue to keep calling those, brothers and sisters, because, you know, I have new dreams. You know, today it's not like 2005. Today I have new dreams. I have new hopes, new ideas. God has those things for me, and He has those things for you, brothers and sisters. In Romans 10:17, like I said, it said, "Call those things that are not as though they were," and that was what I was doing. And in 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 in New King James, it says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Praise God. In verse 17, it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Praise God. Verse 18 says, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but all the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And we talked about this before too. Your season is here. It's now. And you might ask, "Well, Pastor Joe, why are you telling us all of this?" I'm telling you all of this because the Lord has impressed upon me that some of you have been asking Him for increase. Maybe, like I said before, maybe a raise or increase in some area, whether it's on your job or something else. And He can. I want you to know that God can, and He will enlarge your borders, the same as He did for Jabez and the same as He did for me. You know, if you didn't write that down, write it down. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jabez was granted his request, and I was granted my prayer request too, and I'm still being blessed. God blesses me every day. "For the Lord revealed to me that my ministry would be on the airwaves. I do not believe that would have ever happened had I not written it down, what the Lord was giving me." You have to take every word the Lord speaks as serious, and you must write it down. And another thing I want to leave you with today is you have to open up your mouth, and you have to confess His word and His promises. You know, like I said, I noticed that when Jabez prayed and called out to God, he prayed out loud. Jabez called on God. Not only did he understand how to pray, but Jabez was not afraid to show his faith out loud. Jabez cried, and I'll repeat this again in closing, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border," he prayed, "and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, so it might not hurt me." And God granted his request. And remember that, you know, because like I said, you know, I started writing those down in 2006, all the things that he was telling me that I was going to be doing in the future, being on the radio, being on TV, making tapes, all this kind of stuff. It certainly seemed impossible to me. But as you can see, he kept his word. But as you can see, I had some things to do too, you know, and you've got some things that you need to do too. So one, you've got to believe what God tells you. You got to believe that what God's word says is true. You have to take it seriously. and you must write it down. And don't be afraid to talk to God about what you need. You know, God loves you, and He wants to help you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to expand.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank You for Your promises that You have given to Your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, You said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank You that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive paths that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask You to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade, or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.